Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I don't recall anyone predicting last June that by Thanksgiving, oil prices would be below $50 per barrel, from nearly $150 down to $50. No way. Well, what is this telling us? Are we to believe now that there's plenty of energy in the world? $2 gasoline is here to stay. Well, I don't think so. Oil has gone up and come down before. Remember the gas lines of the 70s? I know that we're in recession now and that energy demand is soft, and that explains the collapse in price. However, we're not going to stay in recession. Demand will be back and the price will go up. The projections that I have seen offer a challenging story. If the global economy grows at a modest 4.1% rate to the year 2030, just a little over 20 years from now, global energy consumption will be more than double. Now, will we be able to satisfy that demand? Well, it cannot be met by rejecting carbon fuels. In fact, petroleum, gas, and coal will probably still be providing as much as 80% of our energy. And that isn't to suggest that biofuels, wind and sun, are insignificant. If they are delivering 20% of our energy, they are essential. We need every possible source. The time has come for the different industries that will be expected to fuel the engine of global business and commerce to work a little closer together. I know the global warming crowd want to wean us away from carbon fuels. It's not going to happen. Get over it. Let's be realistic. Here are some points to consider. Number one, just because prices have come down, we should not put on the shelf our priority to develop all sources of energy. And number two, we need to encourage more energy efficiency. Number three, tear down the environmental barriers to development of domestic supply. Drill, baby, drill. Build that nuclear plant. And number four, although total energy independence is not possible, we can and should make ourselves less dependent on other countries. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.